about the sugya of Betzias HaTatz, breaking of the bread. Simon Reish Ayin Dalet. In the Korfet, this is Gemara on Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, Gemara being Zayin, where Abba says, on Shabbos, Yechayiv, to the Tzoyer Al Shtei Kekois, like it says, the Pasuk Mishalach, Lechem Mishnu. Lechem Mishnu. Gemara being Zayin, a member from Avashi, that he saw Rav Kahana, that he took two of them, took two loaves of bread, made Lechem Mishnu, and he broke one of them. Well, the word is locked to. He gathered together two, but he only have to break one. The first, instead of breaking one, which one to break? You have the top one, and you have the bottom one. Numus Yishodim, for example, the Rajman Tshuva says, you should break the top one. That's how the Shodim basis, being down, Api Kabbalah, should be Chaytech, the bottom one. Shel is what to go do. The Maestro, there are more, being down, Api Kabbalah, and the Cholopok is Vinik Ashkenaz, that seems to be, that on Friday night, the first thing he cuts the bottom one, Mash Inkan on either Yonta that night, or Shabbos, side night, side during the day, then we do the top one. I call Pi Kabbalah. And the question is, Yontif, night or day. Yontif, no, Yontif, night or day. And Shabbos day, the loch is, you do the top one. Now, there's a question that once that night, the loch is, or the minik is, and the people call the bottom one, you are called over, Ema, Vin, Al, Mitzvahs. Around the world, are you passing the top challah to get to the second challah? As they fact, the Achoyim, quoting the back. So, where the Taz answers, what you should do when you have the bottom one closer and the top one further back. Therefore, you see Lam Achmirim, what they do when they cut the bottom one, they mamash have it that way, Dali Rabba or Choshulchan, they're being done this minig and mishpumim down in one teretz. The loch is that what gam the minig is, to cut the bottom one, make sure the bottom one is closer and the top one further back will not be a son of Eima Vinal Mitzvahs. Now, this is an interesting question. What happens when Friday night is also Yontif? Okay, we said by Yontif, whether day or night, the loch is the top. We say Friday night, what do? You do the bottom. What happens when your Friday night comes out on Yontif? So one Maamok is coming from this year, past Pesach. Pesach, what do? You have the top matzah and the bottom matzah. And the loch is, we take from the top one, says the Mogar Rav, even when it comes down on Shabbos, you still take from the top one. So it seems like, we should learn out from Pesach, that the idea of Yontif overrides Shabbos, and you should always take from the top one. And therefore there is a base of the Mishas Yosef come along and say that when Yontif comes down on Shabbos, take the top one, right from the Seder. No, but that's the Achilas Matzah. But as the Lechem Mishnah, we're taking the top one. So Hashem, if Rashi and others point out, no, we're actually Medama do two Sugis Vela Seder all the time. The Rashi says, no, myself Pinko Bali says, it can take the bottom one. Myself, the Isham Chaim Kanievsky, in three different places, all three times he says basically the same answer, he doesn't know. Sometimes people want me, like, how come I don't answer to Gechayis? Why don't I know? Because the Chaim just doesn't know, and they keep pushing me. I say, I don't know. I'm sorry? The day also they take that one, yeah. Only at night you take the bottom one. But that's which one to go cut. Now, the Prophet says you cut, stay kikwis. The law of Lechem Mishnah. So, yes. Yeah. Yes, you just have them one top of another. It's naturally closer. It's naturally closer. You have it further. It's naturally. You just have one top of another. Naturally, it's closer. Yeah. Make sure it's not further back. Leave it by Mavir. Yes. So should we just be one top of another regular? Yeah, that's just natural. Now, in the Lechem Mishnah, actually, you have to say, what is Lechem Mishnah? So this is a safe in the Eitzer Mitzvah Lechem Mishnah goes to few hundred pages of all the Kol Negei Lechem Mishnah. We're not going to cover all of them, try to just cover some of the basic questions. First, in of Lechem Mishnah is this Alocha Din Rabbon and the Raisa. That's really a three questions you start clarifying. Is Suda Shabbos Rabbon and the Raisa? Is Lechem Achilles Pas Rabbon and the Raisa? And Lechem Mishnah Din Rabbon and the Raisa? All three questions of Machlokes is Gedola Achronim coming from the Rishonim. The Ik of the Taz passes all three of the Raisa. Sai Suda, Sai Pas, and Sai Lechem Mishnah. The Mishavua passes all three are not deraisa. He writes negate the sugya lechem mishnah the shaitin reish ein aleph. It's not deraisa. Negate the pas. He writes the bealocha kuf peiches. It's not deraisa. Nichol may be in the sugya of oinig of the kabbalah. And negate the sugya of sudo of ayoyim. He writes the reish aleph only smacks of alma. I mean, first, I mean, our sugya over here is machlokes del achren. What level put under machlokes taz versus the mishavua? Mishavua puts under the level of the rabbanon. Now this inim lachem mishnah first is that this lachem mishnah have to be a kezayis. Now all lachal is a kezayis, just it comes out once in a while when the kids come home from gan and they have these challahs with them that are very small, and they want you to use it for lechem mishnah. So first, I would not invite you to eat them. Stamazoi, of health reasons. But besides for that, you want to use it, fine, have two other challahs with it. The question is, sometimes they're not a kezayis. So come along with the Achronim, they discuss that to be an achilo, maybe needs a get of a kezayis. So the Mishavur here brings down that let's say you do not have a pas shleimo, he quotes the chayodim and says, Akaponim have a kezayis pas. Which moving down, Mechayodim, at least have a Kazayas pass. It's Meduyak, that sounds like a Cholopok is a level Kazayas. Whatever share Kazayas you're going with, whether it's 28 Samak or 10 Samak, whatever level you're going with, which come out, well, again, any Chal is that way anyway. Others want time, no, Lamai said, as long as it's a Chal, it's night and it's Surah Yafo, then one time it can be some Chaponic. Therefore, if some Chaponic brings down from Shlom, from Chaim to the Scheinberg, but yeah, then the Shasad Chak, the Samak even less than Kazayas. Shmuel also goes this way. The mice again is not too common, only to get to your children, which I would not advise anyway to use. Now, once we have the Lechem Mishnah, one of the main questions is, what can we put together being a Lechem Mishnah? For example, something that's also to eat, a bad I cannot use for Lechem Mishnah. For example, let's say I have my house for a year ago, the Shuas, they made challahs with milk inside. Not a small amount, made a large amount, there was not nicker. The look is that milk is bread is also to eat. Now, eat. We had a question, we had a kasher oven, had a kasher oven. Mice, you can't do that. Whereas the Veshuas didn't know. You can't mice have some milk and bread. To use that for lechem mishnah, but you can't. Portion. Bread you can eat whether it's treif, whether it's fleshy bread or milk and bread. The mice you cannot use for lechem mishnah. The question that Chaim discusses are things that our people are makma on, mitzad chumro, to use it for lechem mishnah. To just say three examples. One is the Nogin Klai, so the people from Chodesh Nisan do not eat matzah. Don't eat matzah. So come along with afterwards Chodesh Nisan, and the mice you only have one roll in your house, you only have a matzah. Can you go use it as lechem mishnah? Come along with Piyasad, not with the Chaznish and others being down, that since this is a Chumro, Avada would know this way, it might be Nichon to get of Neder. We would not make Kabbal upon it, when it's a Chumro, maybe they cool him. Avada in the mitzvah lechem mishnah. We have to have a lechem mishnah. It might be a thing to have upon him. We have to go do it. Therefore, in this case, there's a Paiskim, and the Chaznish wrote a letter about it, says Avada, you can use matzah for lechem mishnah. Even Erev Pesach sounds like that's the case in the letter. Again, it's Pesach time, the afternoon. We're night in the morning already. Another example they say, let's say on Pesach itself, you might be only to matzah shmura, and what they have around is for lechem mishnah, you can have matzah shein shmura. So again, some Shlomo Zalman, Salva Chochma, the same story, the chumra is not made with a kula, the Vada uses the case as a lechem mishnah. Another case, the Prim Gondos discusses, that the Mishmur brings down Derech Agav, to get the Sugya Pasakum, Klaisol, Derech Kala, Machman Pasakum. And the question is, can we use it for Lechem Mishnah when you have no other option over here? Come on, the Prim Gondos, it says, Agamo Machmer, but get it to learn the Sugya Machlok Shushainim. And we are Machm Midinoi, Bichoy Shushitas. But Vadi, when you stop, we send upon the Sugya Pasakum to be Mekel, and Vadi can use it for Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. Now, Mishmur over here just brings it down. The Gelas, he had no pas to eat. He said, he also eat pas akum. He said, the Ein Oid, in the Prim Gun, for other things he says, use it for Lechem Mishnah. Then, with all the pas coming down, if you have no other option, use it in the case of Lechem Mishnah. So, again, even though Lechem Mishnah cannot be things that are also to eat, but things we are Machmin of Vadu, we can use for Lechem Mishnah. Well, that can you use a case of a pas above a kistin? Can you use a Mazinus roll? On the assumption the Mazinus rolls are Mazinus. Can you use that as a mezainis roll, or can you take two rugalach together, it's only mezainis, and use it in the case of lechem mishnah? So the Mishmur over here writes, he says, Ein simen kuf tam ches, says Zayin, Mishmur bi'alacha, where he explains it. As far as I see, all Mishmurim have a star over there, and they write, there's no such Mishmur over there. I look, can't find, there's no such Mishmur over there. He does not explain what the halacha of Pasuk of Kislev is, and they get to sugya of lechem mishnah, can you use it or not? It once happened to me, they get to using a Erev Tavshil Mameid, so I bought a roll, and I had my fish, and I made a tashil with my egg. And then afterwards, I chopped that the roll I was using was a mezainis roll. The Gemara brings down on Shabbos, cook yizayin on beis, the hemshich of the sugya here, that anything you do one mitzvah with, you should do another mitzvah, and use it for a lechem mishnah. So I went to Reuben's, I asked him, I used my mezainis roll for lechem mishnah. So he told me, my sister said, Mosek al Saik, Kreas Suda, the getter of Passover here, Lechur, you can use it, the getter of also lechem mishnah. I said, on the Sabbath, there is one. Now, on the mice is not that simple. Mice look around the Achrenim over here, Taisa Shabbos, Prim Gadim, others, Mafakbek, is that so or not? The mice will really come down, really depends on what you're doing. If you're using any kfir suit upon it, the lochas you have to wash the bench upon it anyway. So, Vadik, you could use it for Lechem Mishnah. I mean, you have a roll over here, and you plan to eat it, and it's mezonos roll, but since this yisud you have to wash the bench, you can use it as a lacha mishnah. However, you do not plan to eat it, which kind of was my case, I didn't plan to eat it at a regular challah, and on a mezonos roll, you don't plan to eat it. Yesh lo naharbe, it has a get of lechem, because you won't wash upon it, you won't make a moitzi upon it. Not that simple, a chulach atchilu should not be semich upon using a case of a possible b'kistin. Again, I think we mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, the get gave the grain shita. The grain that Anovi was, you have to make kiddush with the ikasudu was. So what did Shlomo Zalman do? He would not always eat by kiddush. When he ate by kiddush, he would take 2 ruklach, put them together, make a mezonos upon it. So we see that he held, at least there's to get the milo somehow the goyin, he took 2 mamish possible kisses of the kolah days, 2 ruklach, put them together. And he said, according to the goyin, he gets a milo of having the kiddush where the ikasud is, he has a lacha mishnah over there. How many will come of a case of a question against the lacha mishnah is frozen challah. Can you use that? A lot of times, especially by challah shudas, you have only one challah silver, and you have a challah pita in your freezer. Can you take another and go use it? So there was a shul that wrote to Rav Osner and all the paiskim is manenu, and he set up the question: these challahs lamaisa are hard as a rock; it's not possible to be eaten. Can you take it out and go use it for lacha mishnah? That was the way he set up the question. Wrote Rav Osner back. He says, "We'll get to the Rashi Shita is." Person should like atchila cut both challahs, and therefore both challahs have to be ready to be eaten. Again, we're only makhu for the Rashba, he wants a taina. The taina, since both of them cannot be eaten, you cannot use a frozen challah. You can use a frozen challah. Now, Maiso, numerous reasons to argue. Number one, we don't pass like the Rashba. The meaning is, most of us only cut one challah, not 2 challahs. Second, I point out, is the Maiso, so called soif, whether it's ready to be eaten or not, the holy side warned the 2 challahs for it. The zeichel among. So, Maiso, we have 2 challahs in front of us. It is Maisa Zechel Amon. Number 3, just want over 20 according to his manenu, so Maisa is not a problem. From Moshe, Mitchatitzit, Eliezer, and they all seem to argue with the Yisrael of Osner. But the main title is the Anocha that the Shoal went. The Shoal says, the Maisa Matthias is, you take it out, it's Hazirak, you can't eat it. Maisa the Matthias is not the way. Matthias is, I know, happened numerous times to take out from my freezer, my kids always fight over to go eat the frozen pizza that we take out. Why, I'm not sure exactly like out of it. But still, it's Royal Achilam. It is Royal Achilam. It might be hard. Might not be that great, that appreciable, but most things that you're taking out are, especially wait 5 minutes, it's still right to be eaten. So to say it's as hard as a rock, that's not, and this is being a right
to
this.
Wait.
What?
But then you have to wait.
No, we'll get. Number one, first, a right to this is that if you want, like Shmuel always bring down, that's not the Matthias. But the Sefer Ebony Saul, Dain Fisher, in Mor Shabbat Chel Kalaf, Maisi says you can't use it as Lacha Mishnah. In Ebony Sol, Chelechat, he says the Maisa is not Moksha. They asked him, the Maisa, what happened over here? So I'll tell you the truth. When they asked me the Shiloh about frozen challahs, he said, I thought you can't eat it. After the Zerich, they finally got a freezer. So he didn't have a freezer, obviously. I got one. And I said, well, the Maisa is not so. That's not the Matthias. They asked me, that was the Nach they presented. They said, you can't use it. But now I'm a Zerich, and I see it's not so the Matthias.
It's like
Moksha, thank you. We have a short call out, even from there. Oh, no. So it depends when on Shabbos he's discussing. I mean, the end of Shabbos, you might have an issue over here. So, Maisa, again, most farms seem to say, and seem to be the Metzias is that it is right to be eaten. Now, there are those who have a different nosuch, the way Shlomo Zalman is brought down, he wants Tana to be right eaten with Shash and Suda. You can use the Lacha Mishnah, within an hour, it be right to be eaten, which is always that way. The way Chaim Kineski says over the nosuch, be right to be eaten on Shabbos, and as Hashem Vachil on Shabbos. But actually, again, any loss you're going with.
You're washing them in for Shio.
Still doing the Suda. So, it really depends on nosuch saying over. Going the Royal Achilah during the meal of Aviyah, but even Shabbos, since you have a right to go eat once you washed, I think it should not make a difference. Still for you, you'll be mamshich in Shabbos. It's not make a difference. So I think Kamat any knows that the only one being Machmas of Vosner, but he holds the assumption it's not right to be eaten. Which Yesh Lodin Harbi that the teeth is true. In general, reason it is true. Yesh Lodin Valoch is that's the fact that way.
Where is the part for all these
people
that is it
Pater
or?
Oh, the Koi, look, the Prima Godin discussed this over here. So I didn't say pas palta, I said pas takum. I did not say pas palta, what do you can?
So
we pas palta, we're b'nei Ashkenaz.
After you said, we have 2 rolls, so what's the difference, what they are, you need one and not the other, right? That was the start, right?
Yeah, no, there's one that is iser to eat, and that's pas yisrael, pas takum. Then there's one that is mutter to eat, except you have to know it's way to be eaten than the situation is right now. Let me discuss one group that might...
say that because you have a chumrah, that you can't use it.
Oh no, so that's Pim Gondim. Again, Mishra says you Pim Gondim. He discusses Pasakum. means Ekshuv is not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. Discuss he's negated Lecha Mishnah. He does write Pasakum, just not negated Lecha Mishnah. He says Ein Oid in the Pirmgon of other cases. Discussing Lecha Mishnah. He's one of the Rosh Hashanah to negate this question. You see from him that only time Pasakum, otherwise you have to Machmer. The question is what's Nichol in that category? Building upon this, that it has to be Roy to be eaten, not negate to assume Shabbai, or maybe Ke'inza. What happens is when a person has a roll, what are you going to do? And you have no matzah, or you have nothing in the freezer, you go to the neighbor, you borrow his Lecha Mishnah. Now you borrow it, he expects it back, especially in the case when he himself wants to use it for Lecha Mishnah. So in essence, you have no right to cut it. And if you do cut it, you're a Gazlan. Number one, even if he did not know if he, even does not plan to, he has no right to cut it. And usually he does plan to go use it, who says he can go use it?
Yeshiva.
Oh, so we get to Yeshiva. So Kamal Musham Adam discusses, since you're taking his thing and using it, you have no right to cut it. Tzarchin Gzas is a nichon together that's going to be eaten. So it's like frozen Gzak Klein going to be eaten, maybe it's during the Suda. But here, best we have to give it back, give a shalom Gzelo, maybe it's nichon and Isselbeer. Who says it's Roy in the category of a Roy Lachilo right now? Give a Bayam Talacha Mishnah. They do bring down the Sefer Eben Hashem, what's even be Machmer? Maisa Roy Bachon, again, or Michael, either it's sad, you can tell him, let me eat it, and I'll let you eat it. You'll offer him whatever you want, I'll let you. I'll get a roll from somebody else. So maybe there is biyadai, number one, number two, one, they want to have a but Zeichelamon, it is Zeichelamon. Who says we need more than that? And there's no Easter for say, put upon it. Just, you know, your friend is not too happy about it. There's a lot of that is in the Chalor, in Mitzad the Chetzo, maybe it's only Mitzad the Gavro. Therefore, most people want to say, Maisa is not a problem. Fine, but Maisa, you want this way around it, you can just go, Iskenevi, let me cut it. And he says, no, so that's the only question over here. But usually, they're not always is a problem. The question they do discuss is in Yeshiva. They give you 20 bulk cloth for 20 guys. They'll never give you more. So the question is, if you cut two, you just took away from your friend. So in essence, you can only cut one. So maybe it'll be the same Shiloh over here. Kamal Musham Azam said no. Over here, everyone agrees it's Beseder. Why? Because you can cut either one. It's not like when you borrow from a friend, you have to give it that one back. So he says, Mitzad Sugya of Yoch Libra al Spreira, I can cut this one, it's right to be eaten. I can cut this one, it's right to be eaten. I can cut both, I have to give it to my friend. So since I can cut either one, it's not a baya of even Mitzad Sugya of Lecha Mishnah. What?
Not everyone takes one.
No, it's not his. I mean, I can take it. I can switch back. If he takes one, I can give another one, right? It's not his to eat. Now, it just comes out according to Avosnu, who says Yisrael that it has to be ready to eat them both. Yishlodan. He wants to be machman frozen the challah. Why? Because to feed the rabbi, you have to eat both. According to him, I'm not sure why the shiva will not be a chumra over here. Which again, the point cannot seem to be cautious for this rabbi. Well, that's the call of Lecha Mishnah. Coming around, after Mechavah says Shtei Kikroi, he says Betzeya, we went through the first thing Betzeya, top and bottom. Second thing he says Shtei Kikroi. Third thing, coming around more, the Ramah says Shleimois. Has to be complete. So what's the getting Shalim? What's complete? The Mamokim they're coming from the Sugim Erev Chatzeres and Simon Shin Sam Avov. Well, when they discuss with you, you have to make Erev Chatzeres from Lechem Shalim. Let's say a person gives a Lechem Shalim, but it's missing up to 1/48 of the Chalim. Why 1/48? We said the Sheer Chalim Shavoy. Is that Nichol the Get of Shalim? Come on, the Rosh and says, which are the Sug of Eva, the Loch is Nichol Ged of Shalom. The Gemara says, be Shalom. He says, one person will give a Shalom, another guy missing 1/48 because he's Mafish Chalo. Might be a Bayal here, that I'll tell you didn't give a Shalom. Says the Rosh, no, not a Shalom. Anything until missing 1/48 of it is Nichol Ged of Shalimus. That's Sug of Eva Chatzeris. Come on, the Chorim and says, is that the same Aloha by us, by Lecha Mishnah? You're missing some parts of it, sections to it. Maybe it's not a Chassar in the Lecha Mishnah. Come along the Taisha Shabbos Aruch Shulchan. One time there's no Dimyon. Over there, why are we being made? Think of Eva. One friend will 1 week make Erev Chatzeres, he's a Shalom. Next guy being a part of a chos over there, he'll be not too happy with this. He'll say, no, that's a Shalom. But also, the Mitzvah Sukkim Cheshivas. Choshev, a whole Lechem must be a whole Lechem. Missing part of it is the Mice not Nichon together of a whole Lechem. I said, Hashem, Rebbe Chaim did not go this way. Because Yaakov, Machzor Shekel and others say Seikol Soif, the Gemara says it's be Lechem Shalim. And according to the Rosh, it is called Lechem Shalim. So what right? The true you want to know, this is why we're coming to say Nichol Negeda or Lechem Shalim as Eva, we have to fit the words of the word of the Gemara says that be Shleimus by Erevin. So if it's Shalom over here, why is not Shalom over here? And therefore the Chodshani or Shmuel and of Shalom Zalman and the Ikna Kamalom say the Hoga seems to be that missing any part up to 1/48 is still Nichol in the Sugya of Shleimus. It's not a problem. Now, Avada, if you can, you have two chals in front of you, it's a mile to take a shleimus, it's machlokes apoiskim. However, again, if it's not something to really worry about. They just discussed a similar thing. We're saying in Shulman's Ma'akim, let's say you have challah that's burnt. So come to the Shaitu discusses, I'm going to cut off, not waiting to be eaten, as if it's not there right now. So maybe it's a chasson mitzvah the sugya of Shleimus. So again, Mishmur brings down this question, he sends it to the Shai Tshuva in this question. The Maisa at this point are practically, at least to get it to us, the things are burnt, it's not burnt to the stage of not going to be eaten. There might be areas that anyone can eat. It's toast. To be the stage of charcoal that's not going to be eaten, I've never seen it. I think things burnt, but not to the level not going to be eaten. The question again to Shalom that question, which moving down the Yishayim to be Mekel, but per se the Maisa should not really come up this question over here. Also, the question again to Shleimus, Kamal Shemir Shabbat says when you have the sticker on it, and can you take it off that says it's from whatever bakery it's from, whatever Ashkacha it's from? Does that take away the Inn of Shleimus?
That
could be one for you. So again, Lachachilah, you take it off. Again, we're saying Lachachilah. So one thing discussed with the Sugya Bayrub, but it's not negated the Sugya of Shleimus. They say, the mice is a Milo, to be worried for other Shita. Says Shemir Shabbat and Chosay, do not take it off, to worry after the other Shita, those of Yimachmer, to leave it on for. Why? Because if you take it off, sure, it's not 148. No, it takes off a little part of it. Again, if that's what you have, that's what you have. If it's really, but if you don't, to get you involved in a machlokes that plague in the most amekel, why do you
look at your challah? There's almost no chance that it's not going to be a little cross. Take a little more cross out.
No. First of all, the whole point of Shiva is the more that if you have a little bit off, does not mean take off more. Still, it's nicer and better. Have a more of a Tzura Shleimus to it.
What about the rolls that function either as one big tower?
Oh, so now the rolls that come together, let's say they're made separate, they come stuck together. What's the law in that case? So come along first, they say if you separate them, about the two of them, not one that you separate and made two, they're two separate rolls. The only problem is when you separate them, usually you don't get a good job, get one exact, other one exact. Usually you have part of one stuck in the other one. So then again, you're back to 148, which again, we'll make when we have to.
Like
there's usually always a section. You always one side has dropped more than the other. That means you got it exactly in between your right. No, it's not supposed to be that section was supposed to be over there. Well, it's not supposed to be. Sometimes you pull one, the other one come on the other side. It's not supposed to be that way. So again, so they see the mice. You should. The question is, do you have to separate it? When you disconnect it, the one that's whole about is whole. The one that's missing has a chesaron up to 148. Now the only question is, do you have to separate it? Leave it together, and suddenly you have two shleimus in front of you. You have two of them. Or is that one? So the Shmuel says, Maisa, you have to separate, otherwise it's one. Kodeshani says, no, Maisa, they're together, but everyone sees they're two separate ones. The Shmir Shabbat speaks down, Yeshem Mekach, Yeshem Mekach. So Shel exactly have to separate them or not.
I separated, by separating them before people hold that you're going to one, they're together. Separating, now you're putting it into the other one.
No, the ones in Machlokes you have Lecha Mishnah, and ones in Shiloh, it's a mile of 148. But in Mice, let's say you do have two separate pieces, can you connect them? Let's say you have a Chalot and a half. My daughter this past week is very talented, she ripped off the top. Somebody rips off the side. In Mice, she ripped off the whole top. Fine, so I got another Lecha Mishnah. In Mice, can you connect it? Take a pin, take a toothpick, and connect the two sides. So there's a Lecha and Simon Kufsam Zayin in our Chaim. What? Can you connect them? So in Simon Kufsam Zayin, come along with Mechabit Sebeid, it's causing the Lacha during the week. The Lacha during the week is he's supposed to also have a Sholim. Lav Dafkan Shabbos, even during the week, after Shivas and the Bracho. Says in Mechabit Maisi, says, connect them. Lavo Shal Rabo, Pim Godom, all the same. Maisi, don't be mach with that part during the week, there's no Halacha of Sholim. This is a mile of Bracho. And then Magarvam says, the minig is not to connect them. Over there, by during the week, come along with Magarvam and says, during the week, it's a shiloh. But on Shabbat, Avada connect them. Avada take a toothpick, a kitzam, and connect the two sides over there. And the question is, what's pshat in this Magen Avraham? Does it mean it's a lechatchilah? Or when you have no other chalas around, then you have to have a shalom, then go kind of in the shleimus over there that Ramah brings down. It says that El Rabba brings down, the Mishmur also. They were discussing only with no other option. When you're stuck, you know the option, you don't have any real shalom around in front of you, then connect it. But otherwise, Avada, there are those who disagree. And then they're passing the lock is not to nickel together of Shleimus over here. Only in the gate to Ev Chatzeris, on the Chabbat, the Sigma Ev Chatzeris, and over here. So again, the idea of connecting them, if you stop, that's what you should do. That's before Shalacha in Kufsam Veis. Now, when to connect them, what makes something one, that's we call them Kufsam Zayin. One klal is that it has to be when you connect them, when you look at it, it's not nikvahedya that's really two. And I see, oh, I see the pin going through it and connecting it. It has to be when you stand away, you see, oh, it looks like one. And the Shaitim points out, a lot of you look close, you always see it's two. Anyone can tell. It means you look at it from a distance and you see it looks like one, has a gedda being one. That's one thing the Chofetz Chaim says. The second thing says, Sam Soif, the idea of connecting it, let's say it's five pieces that got ripped apart. The idea of connecting is after two or more. Then Sam Soif, you look from the Makaris, sounds like after two pieces you connect. One of that you might see can connect, one of the gedda being one. The third klal of the discuss, let's say you have a challah from one, and a challah from another. Can you connect those two and make it to one? But they never were one, they're two separate challahs. Come on, the Seichem says that Avad also can. That's be something that Ba'etim was one, you're making back being one. And the idea of connecting it, they discussed numerous places. For example, the scholars could take a pitim and connect it back to the Esek with the Kisar. Not so Shalom right now. Shalom of that plane over there. Bet building from the Sigi over here. We'll save a lot of money for a lot of people. And so give Esek, Machlokes. But we have to decide connecting it. One case they discuss, if so, there's a mile connecting it, you have a loaf of bread that's in the bag. Oh, so my sis, one. Is there a milo of having a loaf? If, let's say, you have no lack of Mishnah, can a person, so they use a loaf of bread that's sliced in 20 pieces, and that's nichol and gedda being one? Come along with Shlom Dalman, brought down Shmir Shabbos for Chosay, I'm sorry, he himself, Shmir Shabbos, says, Maisa, no. Either because everyone sees it's nicker, or mitzad is more than two pieces, the vada will not have the gedda of Shlemus. Hagam negates the sigil of Racha, becoming in the Shlemus, instead of Shtomach and Konami, should have a whole loaf of bread, and make it as, since the Shalom looks like that way, she makes a bracha on the whole loaf and then open and take out the pieces of bread. Sorry? Oh, so there's no, he says that should not be a problem. Even Malach Mishra should not be a problem. The Isra B'Yashim, they get to, you have to take the bread out of the plastic on Shabbos. So the Rinnan B'Yashim held that if you buy opening it, as Korea, if I'm even buy, I can get the lesson. Otherwise, you can't even start. Shmuel wants to tie them inside the inner of Divya Kabbalah. Maybe it's inner to touch the bread itself. But my son, Avada Yaitzel HaKamishna, the shell is the Milo taking out of the plastic. The whole thing seems to be the Olam, it seems to think it is a Milo taking out of the plastic. There's no, nothing to be ma'akim over here. Yeah, no, the question, but here you have one Milo versus another Milo. By Bracha, the Shemma says you have Milo being shown that overrides
the
inner.
And one's broken in the womb, so you have to take it out.
Yeah. Now, in this halacha that we're saying is supposed to be shalom, let's say you have no shlemus, but you have two pieces of bread in front of you. The halacha says the price of levadi, you take two pieces of bread and do lacha mishnah. That's more common by shalom shudis, where it is a shalom itself, you need lacha mishnah, even need a case of pass. But my kid comes out every week, he comes in late, I'm not sure where he's coming from. I tell him to go wash. I tell him to take two pieces of bread, put them together, make lacha mishnah out of it. So again, if the halacha lacha mishnah is the chatkila shlemus, you don't have a shalom, you take two pieces and you put them also together. Now, building upon the inyan of shalom, there's a question, should a person take his knife and make a mark or cut inside his challah? Again, the mamokim that coming from was in Hedin Kofes, the halacha in by Bracha, the Kuf Samach Zayin, is the person is supposed to cut over there his lechem. Let's say, for example, during the week, he has a loaf of bread in front of him. He wants to make a moitzi. Lachi is supposed to cut up the cut into it as much as he can, that when he picks up one side, the other side will not fall off. Make the bracha moitzi and then separate it. Why? The Gemara says, first of all, it's be a shalim. So if you can pick up one side, it still is a shalim. Have you just cut as much as you can? Why? Because it's to give hefsek, not to be mafsek. Why? Since the lachi is a person should not be mafsek after the moitzi to eating it, you cut halfway. Therefore, what's going to happen after you make the mitzvah? You only have under half to cut, then you break it apart, and then you eat it. The question is, what about Shabbos? Should you also take a knife and cut into it? It says the halacha of the Chaver and Simchus Tzadik Zayin by Shabbos, e efshar latach, you cannot cut anything. Why should be shalom? Don't cut at all. Klal the challah should be a shleimus. So during the week, a person should cut it. Why? Out of hefsek, a gam still is shalom, but the chashash of Shabbos is that you might lead to a problem of making the chesed of shalom, therefore don't cut it at all. Why not end up cutting at all? Now, the question is there a mile now, not to cut, but to make a roshim, to make a mark? What's the reason? What's the mile making a roshim? So, Api, the Svam HaGdoshim, is among Avram, that brings down the Torah's Chaim, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that discusses the reason why we're cutting also halfway, Api, we say this is, that we know there's the inin of being racious, Torah's Nikra racious. And we see that they are separating things, the Indem Chalo, Fukurim, of the Indian of Truma, the idea of when he separates things, he was supposed to take part and give part. That means to give everything for Truma is not Truma. Everything for Challah is not Challah. You have to separate and take for Challah, and the rest is for you. Says the Torah, in the making a Rishim inside the Challah, cutting it halfway, is showing the Bracha is Challah part of it, and making it to a Chalois of Bracha on the section, on a part, has in Yonim that work upon the Challah. If someone wants to tell you, what about the Negeiah to Shabbos? That's what you do during the week. Says the Torah, you should also cut also during on Shabbos, make a mark, a Rishim, and show the Bracha is Challah upon this Chalik over here. Also, the Sugya of Rishis. This Indian is brought down by the Bach of the Marshal. It says Medaktikim, which I guess means B'nai Torah. Material of the Medaktikim. They come along and they make a Roshim, a mark inside their challah. Brought down by the Mogai Rom, the Eli Rabba, Tracy Shabbos, Lusha Yisrad, Ber Hatim, and the Mishnah brings down by all the Halach is the Medaktikim make a Roshim, a mark inside of it. It cannot all swarm go this way. Again, there is a Tzlach, and this is Shuas Yaakov, the Tzlach in the Sugya of Brachas, with the Shuas Yaakov in the Orch, and by the Sugya of Brachas. You come along the one Taina, that you make a mark, it will happen, maybe the challah fall, and you cannot make a Brach on the first Chalak. Maybe you have to make a bracha on the second chalak, and therefore they tell him not to make a roshim on top of it. And there is a kind of time that says Shem al Tayyib's order. The minhag seems to be the person makes a mark inside of it. Again, it's on the inn of Kabbalah, Torah Chaim. Why? So also save a person time when he should start cutting the challah, has to go cut. Now, instead, when you cut challah, it's on the look and kufsam zayin, you should turn on the side and cut on the side. That's the best place where to cut. Not on top, not on the bottom, just cut on the side and cut through. Now the question is that when your person makes a roshim on the side, sometimes he makes a roshim, makes a moitzi, and then he's looking for the roshim. Can't find exactly where it is. The whole point of making the roshim is to save time. So the question is, Kamal Zaysa Brach and says, usually Yitzhak Schor Bev Seidoi. The Schad is coming to do, cause the Hefzad that he's wasting time. And the whole reason why we're calling the Chal is not to waste time. Before, it should not be mafzik to not moitzi to go eat it. So what in the world we're making the roshim for? See, if the question comes to the asking, the answer is very simple. So make a roshim that's nicker. Be practical, cut in a way that's nicker. Again, you have to realize that the istim, I might still prune the full off and say, no, that's still a shalim. We're all worrying about the what? You might cut into a way that makes it fall apart. That means you can make a nice slice into it, a roshim into it. Just make sure it's nicker over there. And the chlamy, they point out, let's say you cut it, you made a roshim. The maestro, it'll take you a while to go find it. Says the Shmuel, come asking others bring down. If you can't find it, don't waste time. Don't.
You know you're never going to find it.
Don't do a roshim, he says. That's what he says. That's what he tells us. But that's not what you should do. You should make a roshim a snicker. That's not what you should do. Make a roshim a snicker. If you did not make a roshim a snicker, and also he says it's dark room, you can't find it, he says, no point making a roshim. Don't do it. Don't make a roshim. No, make a roshim. What you're supposed to do, make a roshim a snicker.
No, but you got
to say you're not going to be snicker because I have to do it.
Why won't it be nicker?
It takes some time. At the end of the day, it takes more time. Even if it's nicker, to get the knife directly on
the No, that's called, that's being oystic. Again, the story should be, I'm not exactly clear. How much time are you really gaining by the ratio? Wise, I don't understand. I don't understand even during the week how much you're saving by cutting it. And that's a second. Fine, that's a second. Fine, and here's what? It's a millimeter of a second. Maybe it's out to make a bullet or a science can sign. But the way the swarm being up is on Hefzik Shaboy, and a Hefzik in the Bracha. Look at that. What you should do is make a Roshim that's thicker. That seems to be the Nahogah. Now, they do ask some question, during Shabbos now, is how can you make a Roshim at Sirtut? One lamb test from Lachis is that you cannot make a Sirtut, a mark to go show a person, go do something. For example, you have a piece of paper, you make underlines or marks on your Sifrei Torah to just go show to write the Oisis on top of it. So what are you doing? You're making a mark over here to go show how to cut it over here. So that's the Chuyah Gedder of Sirtut. So they have different Jotzim. One Chaim answers back to this question. Chaim said, that's not. Sirtut is what to go show to go do something else. This is a Schol of the cutting. This is not. Avadi can cut something. So you're starting to cut before the Bracha. It's not a mark to show you what to go do. You're starting the act of cutting. It's one way. Again, they do bring down Chaim Brisk, who is Machmer, not do this. And they want to bring down one Svarim, Mitzal the Sugya of Sirtut, and Mitzal the Sugya of Roshim. He didn't want to be Machmer, Mitzal this reason. The way the Upper Shabbos wants to answer, he wants to Taino. The whole idea of Sirtut is that Kodim for being Mechatech, according to something to a set size. Here, the Meister we know, Mishmer brings down Simon Shinchot Bey, no Mechatech for Eichlin. So the whole Isser is according to Mechatech. Obviously, there's no Isser of Sirtut for Eichlin also. So if I wear them going with Tam Chaim or Tadar for Shabbos, the meaning seems to be not like the Chaim Brisk, and all the pleasure we are being down to make a Roshim do not seem to be this in over Mitzal Sugir of Sirtut or Mitzal Sugir of Roshim. The Sifay is mechabing down the amount the person is supposed to be given by the meal. Now, just understand where it's coming from and to build from it. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kuvi Zayim on the Bay is bringing down three different statements, three different members. One thing I want to bring down from Abba, the locha is chayv odom lebetzeya of stay kikros. A person that chayv to break at two kikros, why it says lecha mishnah? When it says chayv odom lebetzeya, what does the word betzeya mean? Rashi says betzeya means you have to make hamoitzi. Moitzi. That means you have to make hamoitzi on two kikros. Take two together and say hamoitzi. Come on, we were on the read from the Mechtov says, you know, what does betzeya mean? It means you have to break, cut two chalas. You have to cut two chalas. I mean, the Gemara says you have to do betzeya on shtei kikros. What's betzeya? Make the bracha? Or bepoil, cut two chalas over here. Come on again, we were on the read from the Uri says you have to bepoil, cut both chalas. That's one member of the Gemara, one shiloh. The Gemara is mamshuk of the second member. Come on, Ravashi. Ravashi says, I saw Rav Kahana, I took two and he broke one. Now the question, what is he doing? Coming to argue the first statement or not? According to Ritual, it's machlok over here. Rav Abba saying, no, you have to break both. And Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana saying, no, you have to only cut one of them. According to Rashi, no, it's explaining. Rashi says you make the bracha mitzi on one, and you cut the second one. Come on, Gemara, make the third member now. Come on, Mzeira. And Mzeira says, you have betaya akuli shiruso. You have to break akuli shiruso. In fact, Gemara, akuli shiruso, you have to break this amount. It looks like you're starving over here and you're eating the bachil gasa, taking such a big amount over here. The Gemara, no, this during the week you don't do it, only Shabbos you don't do it. The people nichol again have covered Shabbos. The question is, what's the last member? It says you break it into what? Say lekula shirusa. What does that mean? So where Rashi says, Rashi explains, it means you break off a big piece, whatever you need for the meal, you're going to eat, let's say, half the challah, you take off half the challah yourself, and you eat the half the challah, use the half the challah. That means the third over here is, according to Rashi, very simple. No one's telling you to cut both chalas. First member is what? Make a mighty of both. The second member is cut one. And third member is what? Take a big piece. There's no makar according to Rashi in the sugya. And then we should show him the cutting two. We cut one challah. That's all it says. Cut one challah, take a big piece. Rashi, the Rambam, the Torah, Roy Gershon went this way. That's how the Shani came on the Rashi. The Rashi has numerous kashas on Rashi. He said, no, the third member of Vaseya on Ashurusa means cut both chalas. The Gemara is saying, Zerah is saying, cut both chalas over here. Cut both of them. That means it comes along really. How do you read the Gemara? The first member could be means to cut both chalas. Of Ashi and Rav Kahana saying no. And the back, the member of Zerah is saying, yes, cut both chalas over here. So it might have come that we have two separate machlokes over here. One machlok is how many chalas you have to cut by Lechem Mishnah, one or two. And second is that if it means to cut one, what's Mitzera Shusa means? It means cut a big piece, whatever you need for that meal. Take a big piece. Maisa, what to go do? How many chalas to cut and how big of a piece you have to go take? The Mechab is very clear. Sif Alzi says what? Cut one. Sif Bezi says take a big piece. Went straight with Rashi. Cut one chala and take a big piece. Lavush says the same thing. Sif Alzi, cut one chala and take a big piece. Slak, Mata Prime, or Choshulchan, they come along and say that's Ik Yisrael over here. That's on Hug of the Chaznish. Of the Ashiv, of Shmuel, they all come along and say the mice and the minig is that we only cut over here one challah, we take a big piece. Atzal Hasheni, Mishabur brings down, Mishabur brings down the Marshal, the Shlo, the Goyim. They came along and says, no, let's go the Rashi's Malach and the Sugyo and go cut both challahs. Why? Because that's what Abzeri is saying. And it could be also that's what Abba is saying. Go cut both challahs. The mice and the back of Mishabur brings down, what's the correct thing you'll do? Because your bullshit is. And the Shmuel brings down this back over here and says what you should do. Number one, cut both chalas. After Rashi shot the signal. And number two, take a big piece over here. The Maisel, what to go do? The Mishmum self and Zof, the Minigo Elam is like the Shulchan Aruch. Number one. Number two, is swarming down the Chavetz Chaim himself, who's knowing to only cut one challah. And he took a big piece. The first one, Mitzad Dan Hogish Shaboy, seems to be the Elam cuts one challah. There just is one question over here. We're supposed to take a big piece, whatever you eat during the meal. We don't seem to do that. The hogi is, we cut slices, and anyone takes one, they finish one, take another, I cut one, take another. Does that sound like the Olim seem to have had the hunger to cut a big piece that's after covered Shabbat, so that's what we're going to go eat over here? I see a different swarm. Shmuel is the question why that's not the hunger. maybe Chana Kavod Avriyas, at least our understanding of Kavod, Agam is clear, the one thing for Karek, we should take a big piece over here. So it's not clear, Agam I see Mamash Yechidim, Shemichidim maybe do that, otherwise I cannot never see anybody be makbid upon what Mechabit says. Take a big piece is enough for the whole entire Suda. You never see that. Kashya upon what happened to this halacha. Again, what we're supposed to do is take a bunch of pieces. That people, what they usually do, what we do, we don't do that. We take, put the center, place of challah, and when they finish, they take another slice. Kashya upon Aaron Hog, I'm not clear of an answer. I'll answer this. Maisa, on the tzad that you cut the challahs, let's say there are people who must be the cut both challahs. What's the lumdus behind this Rashba that the Mishpura brings down, that she's stood over here, cutting both challahs? Is this a din in Lecha Mishnah? Or is it didn't cover Shabbos? What's the lumens behind it? Numus nafkaminas. Again, is he studied wide and said, have rafkas, have a lot of challahs, cut both of them, put them both for the meal to go eat? Or is he studied Lecha Mishnah, you had to cut both of them? So one thing they point out, that Kimelon the Bach Magavam, they say, Lecholapokas, a person should be makbin and cut both challahs during the day meal, not the night meal. As kovad ayoyim. Sounds like it's not in Lecha Mishnah, it's in Kovod. The Kovod is through the Shabbos. Number one, the fact of putting it, if you can pick one meal to cut both challahs, cut during the day. They seem to be saying it's in Kovod Shabbos, not in the Suda. The second thing is, they point out, is that when a person cuts the challahs, we were saying before, and the person should not be make a heftik in between. So you cut both of them right now when you're doing the Lecha Mishnah. If it's in Lecha Mishnah, you got to cut both right now. If it's a din, no, stop in the pseudo, cut one, give it out, everyone eats, let's finish cutting the second one and put the second one middle of the table. So what the Stifle himself did, Maisa he cut, he from one, he ate one, and then he was makbid afterwards and cut the second one. Ham Kineski says he cut Zerchazer. Why? Because the Seidu is not midin Lechem Mishnah. It's midin what? Kavod Shabbos, I have a lot, cut both colors over here. You have both, you brought the meal, use them both, have them mitzvah the sugya of Rabkos. A third Nafkamino, we'll see the same Yisoid. Come look at the Shani and says, is there any point cutting the second challah? You do not plan to eat it. You and your wife sit at the table, you have two big challahs. This is Rashba, let's cut both and cut them all and put them in the middle of the table and we can eat all of them. Well, the Maisa, you're eating two slices, you're eating a half a slice. So is there any point? Come look at the Shani and he says, the Maisa, the point is what? Let's cover Shabbos. Why in the world cut both challahs for? And Beth, look at the Sugya, that's the Ritva right. The Ritva right, the eating both of them, he says, then cut them. Otherwise, what cut them for? So we see these different makaris over here, and basically we're looking at the Hemshchel Sugya, it sounds that way. The Gemara says, Meister, if you're going to cut both of them, it looks like a Rusa, looks like you're eating out, you're starving over here. The Gemara says, no, because you don't do it during the week. Why is that Mashmallow in the Shabbos? If you Mashmallow, no, because you can, some, the amount that you eat, it could be. What's right? Why cut it and fill yourself up on these things? You can make it a kid and have to explain the mission of Peru. But also, from the Hemtuk Lesugya, it sounds that way. The fact that Mar says, Mitzad, it looks like you're eating like a glutton, you're eating so much over here. In the Mitzalacha Mishnah, who cares? Not in Mitzad, the amount eating, it's in the Mitzalacha Mishnah. See the whole Yisrael over here, Mitzad Lesugya, of eating during the meal, Mitzad Lesugya, Rapus over here. So again, those who are being machmen, lechur is not in Lecha Mishnah, and therefore lechur you should cut one, eat, and then cut the second one if you want. Again, on Hoga Mishnah, himself brings down things like the Mechaber. Again, Sarki and why exactly don't give out big pieces over here. The Lecha of Gimel is a Lecha that when you cut challahs and you're making Lecha Mishnah for the Tzibur over here, the Lecha is that you have to first eat. I mean, everyone knows they get to Kiddush, you have to drink first. They get to Hamoitzi, you have to eat first. Now, they get to this in of eating first, can you pass it? And by the time it gets to the other person, you can eat. Could a person have a right to pass before he eats or not? It's coming to Ramah, in Sim Kufsan, Zayin, and Sim Tezvod. What? You cut a couple of slices, can you pass? And by that, but you eat first.
Why worry about just the pet? Why not worry about the
physical cut? Cutting off, also same thing. Now, there could be a question of why you're doing it for. That means, if let's say your Rebbe's there, or your father's there, and might say you want to cut a couple of pieces to give out to different people, I said in the COVID, maybe it's not a chesed in the heftig over here. He has a chiyuv, you have a chiyuv. Maybe a chenam, but you can't give for them.
Next time they piece of the meal, you have to make two cuts in order to get a smaller piece. So it's not a
No, it is, because actually, for you to have six, because...
No, because I'm not eating a whole cow.
Yeah, you make, you make one, then you cut another one. So that's one slice. Yeah. So nice, the Israel model, most of the mice, there's no problem passing it, and you eat your lechem first. Poor Shemal. The mice, the Mishmur, example, Bakataz, that Achila should not do that. It's the first taste, and then pass. They do point out that our time, maybe even the secret of COVID, with our certain swamming down, that your wife should buy the Indian they're giving to your wife, pass it to her first, allow you to eat first. I mean, but there is an Indian that those warming down, maybe to your wife or to your Rebbe or others, you can pass first. But Vada Halacha made it very clear that a person should eat its challah before they the other person eats it. I once was by Chaim Grimm, Zatzal, and he passed his wife first. So he might answer me, his wife was fasting all day, and if it might be a Matzkoch Nefesh, so he passed her, which was in another room, to go eat first. So I asked him, are you serious? He said, yeah, can't die. Matzkoch Nefesh, fine, could be. That's what he told me. The last law of the Dal is in the eating pass. Now, it's very clear the Machabit says that even though the law is made by Shal Shudis and Mavuch among the Achraim, you have to have pass, not by the second meal of the cold day, so much you have to have pass. The amount of pass that you have to eat. The Shal among the Achraim is a Gezayis Kabeya. The Maisa person will say that Hachilo, the person should have a case of Kabeya. They also do point out, let's say you fast, you don't pass above Kisim. Also, the Maisa, you eat the Suda Shabbos. In the case where the person cannot eat that amount of pass because for health reasons, what to go do? Different swarm, different Achraim discuss what the eights are. Maisa not in Kamu Koimri. When I can reach Ain Dalit, Beresham, now we're going back to the Sugya of Muksa. Try to focus on the Sugya of Buses, basically, ratings, these soldiers, and travel the world.